Spirit was given, that same Spirit that He has given us as a down payment. You know, more so recently, as I think on how God has blessed us, especially with our family that has gone through some severe trials of their own, you know, our kids or grandkids. Yeah, we are so thankful for that, that God has blessed us tremendously. He has called us, and we know through His Spirit that He is wanting us to work towards that goal. But the combination of these June dates caused me to reflect on my life from past experiences that I would like to share with you on a couple of examples. Because God has provided His protection. Even before we were baptized, if you look back over your life, can you think of times in your life as you were growing up, events that you know that God was there for you, of God's protection throughout your life? Well, back in 1960, and I know for some of you, you're trying to do the math, that's a long time ago. I was 6 years old, and we had a Hurricane Donna come through Florida. It was a major category, Category 4, but by the time, and we lived in the central part of the state, by the time it reached us, it was still a Category 2, but it was a very broad storm, but a slow-moving storm. Well, being 6 years old, I didn't have a whole lot of worries as a child. So what did my brother and I do during the hurricane? We went out and played in the wind and the rain, you know, to really feel the force. So what were my parents' thoughts at that time? Go ahead. You know, if you get blown away, don't come crying to me, okay? We had a great time because at that time, we didn't think of the dangers that were there of doing such things. But now that I look back on that, and the house that we grew up in, I would consider a very rickety house. You know, why did we even stay there? But we stayed there at the first part of the storm. And I don't know how many of you out there has actually experienced the storms, but also the eye of the storm as it's gone over. The intensity, and then all of a sudden that calm for a while. But then that calm dissipates because the other side of that wall comes across. Well, we were there as a six-year-old. We were there through the first part of the storm. We went out when the eye came over. But finally, my dad said, we can't stay here. We have to go to a shelter, which was about 5 miles away. We got to be there before the eye comes over. Well, say the least, we didn't make it. Before that eye wall passed over. So here we have my grandmother, my dad, my mom, and five kids in a human chain fighting these hurricane force winds, trying to get from our car, which we fortunately got there in the car safely, but from the car to the building, the shelter, with limbs falling everywhere, things blowing. It was, you know, rather intense. But again, as a child, it was just something we did because our parents were making us do it. Well, that was in 1960. So let's fast forward 44 years so you can do the math when I was 50. That was in 2004. Now, you may recall in 2004, we had these hurricanes that were back-to-back. Charley is the one I want to speak on here. Because my wife and I, we live in Fort Meade, again, central part of the state. We rode the storm out. Because it wasn't a rickety house, by far. So we rode the storm out. But again, Charley was a very compact storm, a Category 3 storm. But it was a fast mover, which really helped by it fast moving. We rode it out. But being older and wiser, I didn't get out there and frolic in the storm. Okay. Now, I did go out when the eye came over because of the calmness. Just to see that and to see what damage had occurred on the first half of the storm. Well, what I'm getting at is at Charley, I didn't recognize this when I was young, but in Charley, I recognized the force of the winds and the sound of the wind as it went through because of the eye wall is the most intense of the storm. And we experience that very deafening sound. So why am I talking about that? Well, we see in the book, in the Bible, in Acts, if you would turn to Acts 1. As you're going through God's word and you read these stories of God's people, but then you relate it to your own life, your own examples, but then you start thinking about your examples and then how were they as they grew up? How were they as certain things occurred that is being recorded here? Well, in Acts 1, verse 14, it says, "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren." Well, these are the disciples that you can see by this verse. They were very obedient. Christ told them, stay in Jerusalem. You will be receiving something from on high, the Holy Spirit. Well, during a storm, you'll see where hurricanes will take out rotten trees or rotten poles or whatever, something that's not going to stand up to the wind. Well, you can see that these individuals and even us in our own life, we are standing up against the winds that are blowing against us, that Satan is pushing against us. There's no rottenness. We are being firm in God's word. We are to stay the course. But if you would, go to chapter 2. Starting in verse 1, it says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." Again, showing again that they were still there. They were still of one accord. There was no splintering of the group. They were there together. Verse 2, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind." Well, when I would read that, I didn't really think about it until recently. It was the sound of a mighty rushing wind. Looking back at Charlie, that sound of a mighty rushing wind was also with the mighty wind, hurricane force winds. So I can relate to when it says here, they heard the sound of a rushing mighty wind. I can relate to that. And those that have experienced hurricanes and the eye wall, you can relate to it as well, remembering what those winds sounded like. That brings it closer to myself, as well as, they heard the sound, but they didn't experience the winds. Yeah, but the sound you can relate to. And in verse 4, they talk about they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. After baptism and the laying on of hands, God places his Holy Spirit in us. So this gives us a perspective of that event, of that time. Because mankind, even with the imagery and the satellites that they use, they still can't pinpoint precisely which way a storm is going to move. They can sort of get to it as it gets closer, then they can really start to firm it up. But until then, those spaghetti models are all over the map. Well, that's the way it is in our life. What we have at that point is work patience. And patience, experience. And experience, hope. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given unto us. Again, experience is really necessary in life. We learn from other people's experiences. That's where sometimes it's good to ask for advice. If you have maybe a trial or you're thinking about certain things and you know others have sort of gone through that same thing, seek their advice. Seek information from what they've experienced. That's where the family of God, we need to share our stories, because by sharing those stories, others can pick up on things that may relate to their life, or may be something that when Christ returns and God's government is established on this earth. It will take some time, but it will happen. Through love, God is able to accomplish his spiritual work in our lives and the lives of others that will be brought into understanding God, getting their first opportunity, and what that means about an eternal achievement that's awaiting everyone. Those that actually choose to do what God wants them to do. Another area that we need to really pay attention to is when things are going well for us. You know, when that storm passes and life gets back on track, and we don't want to forget God. We need to be very aware that this tendency is something to overcome, and we need to stay close to God. Because once things start happening and getting back to life, and you feel like everything's working in your favor, you may forget to thank God or even talk to God. You know, life goes by. Life continues. Because after the storms of life pass, you know, how many of us have found ourselves thinking, you know, I survived. Things are good. Things are going to work. And then realize, oh, yeah, when was the last time I talked to my father and his son? You know. Because even when God removes the pressure of a difficult circumstance, do we tend to forget and neglect to be, again, grateful to God? You know, another thing that, talking about storms that we deal with here in Florida, but even people along the coastlines that deal with, it's not just Florida, we all know that. But it's possibly shown people that they've made a wrong choice of how they live and where they live, especially those that build in floodplains, flood zones, and aren't really aware of it. Well, they find out real fast during, you know, storms when the water rises or overflows riverbanks, which have been happening recently in the Midwest. Well, we need to be aware of that in our life as well. We know we cannot stray from God's word. We cannot afford each day not to go to God, to stay close to him. Because God's Holy Spirit is there to help and guide us. Guide us to see where we need to change and get better. And again, that's where our family comes into play, is to help support that, to make us better, to help us change, to support us. Yeah, we can see that in the example written for us as Christ was with his disciples after his resurrection. Those 40 days that he was with them. He was still instructing them. He was still helping them. He was still guiding them. Those 40 days. Well, those last 10, they were in Jerusalem awaiting what Christ had instructed them. Stay there. Wait. Those 10 days. But they were there. They were together. They were unified. They were one accord. It shows that they were obedient. If you looked at your own life, can you see where we are obedient? We're doing what God's instructed us to do. We're not perfect yet, but that eventually will happen. God will change these mortal bodies into immortal. And at that time, we will be perfect. Christ gave them instructions to be in Jerusalem to receive the power from on high from God. Their actions showed us that they were obedient and followed those instructions. We need to be the same way. We need to follow the instructions that God has set forth to us. And there was that example again of the power of the Holy Spirit, speaking of the power. You see in the book of Acts when Peter stood up with the other apostles and spoke boldly to the crowd. You see that power working. in them. We're to mirror those today in our life. Are we? Think upon these things. Meditate on them. God's holy day is not the only time we're to be meditating and thinking seriously about God's Holy Spirit and His power. It's every day. It's in us. We're the temple of God's Holy Spirit. As it was said earlier, how clean is that temple? How clean have we kept it? Again, being thankful. A genuine spirit of thankfulness to God will produce a practical gratefulness to others. It's just not to God that we're to be grateful, but we're to show that outgoing love and concern for others and how we are and how we act. But we're to always give thanks to God day by day. We're always to be grateful to God day by day. We have to build that in our being. So we should always place God first in this, in every category of our life. He is our loving Father. You know, we heard about dysfunctional families. Some of us were raised in those type of families. Well, it wasn't really a matter of our parents not really having love, but maybe they weren't raised themselves in love. They just knew that they had a family, they had to work to support the family and raise the children as best they could. You know, the work that you do here, you know, the sound system, the setup, the hall setup, these arrangements here in front of the lectern, all of this, being here shows a lot for each and every one of you. You know, that says a lot. Even when you're suffering, but you're here, you're showing respect to God and His Son, Jesus Christ. You're showing support and love to each of us, your family members, your brothers and sisters. But also to tell others of the kind deeds done by specific individuals. Again, how your life has been benefited by those deeds. This gets back to us, we're family. Share your stories while you're here. Yeah. We want to hear. Get to know one another more and more to build that strength, that bond. But definitely inform people of your prayers for them. You know, those that aren't here that during the opening prayer, talking about they're sick, you know, we pray for their healing, for them to be back with us. You know, there's a lot of prayer requests going out all over the world for our people. There's not enough to be said about fervent prayers for one another. So to be close to God day by day, we all need to keep each of us in mind with God, to speak to Him on everyone's behalf. Not just ourselves, but for each of us. But again, that goes back to the scripture of 2 Timothy 1, verses 6 and 7. We need to memorize this because speaking of God's Holy Spirit and His gift, the tremendous gift of God's love and mercy to us all, it shows God's very nature, and He wants us to be a part of that. And it's such a wonderful gift that we cannot make light of. Again, we need to be digging deeper in God's Word to look at God's holy day plan for mankind, continuing to build that firm foundation in and through the power that God has mentioned through His Holy Spirit, which is power, love, and of a sound mind. So let's think upon these things that we've heard during the day of Pentecost and these services. You know, Christ is the cornerstone. The foundation is being built on the apostles. of what's been laid before us, the prophets, all this information that we read about in the history that's recorded here in God's Word. So we need to dig deeper. We need to set our mind each day to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. And we'll be better for it. So let's stay close to God day by day.